Hey everyone, it's Kyle Duffield from the Dizcast. Hope you're having a great night. Just wanted to give you guys another audio boo for you. I just wanted to discuss some of the tech news that came out today. Actually, a lot of news came out today, which is really exciting. First is Apple did release the much-rumored and much-awaited iDisk mobile app for the iPhone and iPod Touch. And this gives MobileMe customers access to their iDisk through their iPhone and iPod Touch. It's a free download, and from the looks of it, it actually looks really cool. Works quite well. Again, I'm not a MobileMe subscriber just yet. I'm going to wait until I get my Mac, and then I'm probably going to go ahead and get MobileMe. You know, it makes sense. I mean, I have an iPhone. You know, I think, and they say anyone who at least has an iPhone or iPod Touch should get MobileMe. So I definitely will wait until I get my Mac, and we'll check it out from there. In other news, this is really big news. Steve Jobs was spotted heading out of Apple campus earlier today. A picture was actually taken of him and is posted on gizmobile.com. Basically, Steve Jobs walking out of Apple campus with Johnny Ive. Steve looks to be in good health, good condition. He weighs a little bit less, obviously, than since his surgery, but other than that, he looks fine. And hopefully an announcement from Apple will be coming in the next couple of weeks about their next keynote. And if we keep our fingers crossed, hopefully Steve Jobs will be delivering that keynote. And other than that, I think that's it, guys. I mean, that's pretty good big tech news today. You know, really exciting. And also going over to Disney just for a second, D23 members have been receiving their third magazine of the D23 magazine subscriptions, which is really exciting. Of course, it features the Haunted Mansion, and the free gift, by the looks of it, is a badge commemorating this different attraction from Disneyland that opened in 1959, which looks really cool. I'm looking forward to getting my magazine. It takes a little bit longer for me to get it than you guys do, because they're shipping it to Canada, obviously, but hopefully I will get it within the next couple days, and you can expect probably an unboxing video of it, and I will put it up on YouTube for you guys. Anyways, there you go, guys. That's a quick update. Hope you're having a great night, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.